Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Welcome, you are tuned into the Atomic Drop, a podcast about professional wrestling, celebrating it. My name's Tarek. I'm coming to you from the fourth floor of a North London tower block. I hope you're doing well. Thank you for joining me. Yeah, I'm doing well. Been enjoying the wrestling this week. I haven't really caught up on AEW. I saw some bits with, I saw Jericho doing something on YouTube. A list of people he didn't want to wrestle. But I just haven't had the time to commit to it. I haven't seen NXT this week either. I did see Monday Night Raw, which I am thoroughly enjoying. Not all of it, obviously. It's like a 2.5-hour show. And, see, I say 2.5 hours because I watch it without the ads. But the things, and we could sit here all day and talk about things we don't like. That's what is expected of us as wrestling fans, to talk about things we don't like. But the thing, I'm loving Rusev at the moment. If it wasn't for Daniel Bryan, in my eyes, Rusev is the number one face, baby face in that company. He seems to, you know, when he's causing havoc, he seems to be enjoying himself. And that little devilish smile he does, and my heart just goes, and because I think Rusev has been brutally underused for many years, as do many fans. Like, everyone's a backseat driver. Everyone knows exactly what the company should do to make it successful. And that's, wrestling fans just want the guys they like to win. But Rusev, I think Rusev losing to Cena at WrestleMania, I don't think he ever recovered from that. He came out in the tank. He looked fantastic. It had a real sense, like a big match feel. And then he loses to John Cena. And I love John Cena, and we know this. But it might have been the chance to give Rusev something to run with. But now it looks like he's got something to run with. The other thing I feel is I've never really been interested in Bobby Lashley. I mean, he's a fantastic wrestler. He's got a great physique. It's just he always seems to bore me. I'm actually interested in Bobby Lashley. And I think he's playing the role as the man that stole Rusev's wife. I think that role, he's playing that role to a T. So that's something to look forward to. Tonight it is SmackDown. We've been told that we're going to get Ziggler versus Roman Reigns. But the most important thing to me, and most fans are on it, is what is Daniel Bryan going to look like? Did the Fiend rip out his beard? Did he rip out his hair? We'll find out tonight on SmackDown. The final thing I want to say before we get into the Atomic Drop for the week is we opened this week's show with a Jim Johnston classic. It was called Ain't No Make Believe, and long-time wrestling fans will, of course, know this was one of the many entrance themes used by John Morrison, Johnny Mundo, Johnny Nitro, Johnny Impact. He had a Bounty Hunter film, but I can't remember what the name of it was. I played the track from that. Is it Boone? Boone the Down Bounty Hunter? Yeah, like John Morrison's back. They announced it on the Fox show they do. I've always thought John Morrison's a great wrestler, but there was something a bit lacking. I never really liked his promos. Let's hope they handle him well this time. Obviously, there is this... there's a written-in storyline with The Miz there, isn't there? But I think The Miz has lost a little bit of wind in his sails as well. But, you know, each to their own. Everything comes in waves. Not everyone can be at the top all the time. But anyway, it is now time for the Atomic Drop for the week. This is what I pride myself and I pride this podcast on. I remember I used to be well jammy that this was like a radio show. I used to be super jammy about that because I used to think that was our unique selling point, our USP. But it is not our only unique selling point, because I'm not, this is as like, we've already spent a good chunk of this podcast talking, but I'm not one of these podcast hosts who come on and tell you why Seth Rollins sucks and why they should do this and why they should do that. Instead, we're going to celebrate pro wrestling through the medium of audio, through music, through song, through promos, and everything in between. So for the next 20 minutes or so, just turn up whatever you're listening to this on. Turn it up, and you will hear basically a love letter to professional wrestling. We're going to kick off the Atomic Drop this week with a song from a band called The Randy Savages. This is called Kingdom of Madness. I'll be back at the end to tell you exactly what you've been listening to. We'll be right back.
co-main event here at WrestleMania pits the immortal Hulk Hogan against this man, my guest, Sid Justice. Now, this clash, this matchup this afternoon, I expect is going to be a barn burner.
No! Shut up, you fat, bow-headed little oaf! Now, you, Hogan, a barn burner it won't be! It is going to be your last match, and I will see to that. I have already made that promise to you, Hogan. As I leave this dressing room, and I stand in the ring, and you walk down that aisle, you remember one thing, that I am the master, and you are but the learner, Hogan. You are but the learner.
Wait a minute, Sid Justice, at the risk of sounding negative, you indicate that this is going to be Hulk Hogan's last match.
Well, I promise it's going to be his last match.
We have never heard that from Hulk Hogan himself.
Shut up! I don't care! I don't give a damn about the memories of Hulk Hogan. The only thing they'll remember is that Sid Justice is the man that ended Hulkamania. Now you, Hogan, I curse you. I curse you and every Hulkamaniac because I rule the world.
Let's get back to ringside.
I've returned! Dudes love me cause I'm funny, but I'm ugly, so they don't think to put me in the running, and that's a silly assumption. Girls want me cause I'm funny and I'm nice, and they want all my advice like I'm a genius or something. I just speak to a man's an equal. I'm a real man's man like Steven Regal or Dwayne or Rock Johnson. I do this for my people. I probably got some problems in the locker room, but fuck 'em. I don't gotta see him. I'm in that room with a star on the door. With Joey Z, I'm that star and permanent marketer's goal. I'm on a path from the start to the goal, while I occasionally throw a dart at the board and I'm sparking a bull. Woo! And I don't give a what you said. I got me some new shoes and now I crush like Rusev. Two moves and then I'm done like who's next? I'm coming from the city of Suplex. It's me! Want the love? Gotta get it the dude way. You gotta stay positive, clap your hands like New Day. On all things holy, hands together like you're praying to God, and it's Mick Foley.
You see, Cactus Jack happens to be a sensitive man. A man with a dream.
Where was I? Oh yes, looking tough, beer chugging, rattlesnake in the vest. Pay attention and you say I'm the best. I play it straight as the edge, and I ain't giving handshakes at the end. No, I'm just here to get paid and cop a few of those leather pants and jacket like Shinsuke Nakamura clothes. Get them on the super low and wear them on the daily. Like, this is what I do it for. I do it for the ladies. I did it for the ratings, I did it for my mama, I did it for mankind, the entertainment, the drama, the pain and the sorrow, cause every day is the same day as tomorrow, and I'm starting to get bored, so another dart in the board. I'm searching for the heart and the soul. I'm feeling like I'm not a part of this world. I'm like the boogeyman, my raps are from the bottomless pit. Looking back, I never thought that it would come down to this. I just scrunched up my fist and did it as a strategy call. Ashy knuckles with my back to the wall. I'm Jay-Z, I stay mean like Kevin Owens, seen every chance that I talk. Your friends and family yelling, what, like Austin after a pause? You're dead! Yes, I did it again. CM Punk taught me quit if you can't win. And when you're in a feud, make sure you get that last pin. The Iron Man, 60 minutes of brawling. Now get back in that ring. I ain't finished yet. Please pay me a few bucks. If not for me, then we can say you did it for Dude Love. I used to want the top, but I could settle for moving up. I'm Dolph Ziggler, I'll never lose enough. Keep that mouth coming.
Now that I'm in the National Wrestling Conference, I feel secure enough in my sensitivity to share my dream with everyone out there. I have a dream.
Don't make me snatch them raps out your palm. You'll have me peeling back my mask like it was me all along. Joey Z, I'm the boss, so savage. I'm the cream of the crop. Flashing cameras when they scream and I drop from the cage top. As if I'm not the best option. Y'all won't ever understand me. Y'all are my man Johnson. Yo, I already got him. Don't worry too much. Huge tie-dye shirt covered a huge gut. I'm Dude Love.
Have mercy.
The letter
letters have been pouring in asking the same questions. Why, dude, why?
Yeah, why?
Well, I want you all to understand that when the dude made his way down to the ring last week on Raw is War, I was merely trying to create a little bit of peace, love, and understanding.
Bonsai! I couldn't stop pulling when it first took hold. It was a warm spring night in the old town hall.
There was a few golden jokers, they were laying it down.
Don't you know I'm never gonna lose that funky sound?
Rock and roll, hoochie coo.
She'd meet me there.
We were rolling in the grassy cruise behind the barn
when my ears started ringing like a fire alarm.
Rock and roll, hoochie coo.
Lord, am I the life of views?
Rock and roll, hoochie coo.
Tuck on out, spread the news.
Somebody say keep on rocking, Mean Gene.
I think so, right?
All right!
Like Ric Flair. I almost walked out of the studio and I got a phone call, told me to come back here. That Ric Flair had agreed to sign the match along with a little prodding from the National Wrestling Alliance to a 2 out of 3 fall match. Well, I'm going to be walking around going woo-wee and all this because I've got exactly what I want. The only man that can fail me is me. And buddy, I haven't failed myself very many times when it comes to wrestling. Flair and the Omni.
I am going to be 7 times world's heavyweight champion. As the people well know, they saw you being salvaged, being drugged out of that ring with not enough left in you to even stand and call yourself a man. But in a 2 out of 3 fall match, you can get disqualified. That's one for me. In 3 falls, buddy, I'm going to put your shoulders on that mat, and they're going to count 1, 2, 3, and then Harley Race is going to stand up and go, woo!
Secret, I've actually seen very few Harley Race matches myself. I've heard him talk a hell of a lot, partly from doing research for this show, secondly from just like once you hear him talk you realize how good he was at promos. We did finish up the Atomic Drop there with a promo from the man himself, the late great Harley Race. He was accompanied there by some music from Mastermind. Over the course of this week's show, we'll take it from the top. We kick things off with the Kingdom of Madness by the Randy Savages. We then had a promo from Sid Justice from WrestleMania 8. That was followed by Joey Zandingo from his album Mr. WrestleMania. It was a song called Dude Love. You then heard Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo by Gene Okerlund. And of course, we finished up there with Harley Race and Mastermind, like showing you how good a talker Harley Race was. I think I might go and do that now. I might go and try and at least watch one Harley Race match so I can be a bit more familiar with the man's work. I've been told, I've heard he's one of the greats. Anyway, I'm going to go now. Anything left to tell you is yes, you can download this show as a podcast, but you already have because we are a podcast now only, but we've got a whole show back catalogue on Mixcloud. As you know, our show is not always particularly date sensitive, so you can go and enjoy any of our shows from the past 3 years. There's a whole host of treats if you like pro wrestling. I like to think of us as pro wrestling's best kept secret, and I do. I mean, I'd love the whole wrestling community to come out and listen to this show, but then sometimes I realize what the wrestling community are like, so maybe it's not the end of the world. I still enjoy these shows, and I hope you do too. Anyway, I'll be back at the same time next week. Until then, I am going to leave you with another new song from Rocky Romero. This is a song called Last Train to First Train. You can download his whole album off Bandcamp if you feel that way inclined. Thank you ever so much for listening. Until next time, take care. Ta-ta!
Sometimes I stay up late, waiting for the sun. Truth is, I've been drinking shots, dancing all night, high-fiving everyone. I should go to bed, no money for an Uber, and I'll miss the last train at 1. So we're going all night, 5 in the morning, waiting on sunlight. We're gonna party all night, yeah. We're gonna party all night, Roppongi lights are so bright. Roppongi is a vice tonight. Music is a soundtrack to our lives. Move your body, move it right. Let's forget the week, we're looking for the peak. Hands up, let's go, everyone.
We getting lit from last train to first train. We ain't rich, but the bartender knows all our names. We spilling shots, got the whole club on lock. Roppongi getting hot, yeah, Roppongi, we don't stop. Train. We ain't rich, but the bartender knows. shots, got the whole club on lock. Roppongi getting hot, yeah, Roppongi, we don't stop.
Been working all week, been on my feet, feeling all stressed out. My boss be hounding me, wish I could call in sick and call his punk ass out. Awesome 316, one through two birds, one stutter, baby, that's a dream. Ain't being me, just daydreaming on my break, sipping on a green machine. Couple more hours till I clock out. Couple more hours till I let it all hang out. Hit the floor and move my feet and holler at the moon like the Wolf of Wall Street. Couple more hours till I clock out. Couple more hours till I let it all hang out. Hit the floor and move my feet and holler at the moon like the Wolf of Wall Street.